Recruitment into the police service is said to be proceeding smoothly, but is witnessing mad rush and stampede at Ghana Commercial Bank offices throughout the country. It was also reported that systems break down at some Ghana Commercial Banks, which have hindered applicants from purchasing forms. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the development, DSP Freeman Tete of the Police Public Affairs Department said, There seems to be the mad rush for the forms because some unqualified applicants have ignored the requirements and are seeking to acquire the forms. He spoke to George Ankra.
Well, what I can say is that the cars are supposed to be sold at the various branches of the Ghana Commercial. GCB Bank, that is their new name, actually. Information gotten so far indicate that there's massive crowd at the various branches. So that is what we... And even yesterday, the system got broken down, so... I believe by now they fix it for Ghanaians who are interested and who are qualified to pick those cards. For now, we believe things are going on smoothly.
Do you have any special reason why you selected only a commercial bank?
You know, we cannot deal with all the banks. Even at when the investors are floating forms or they are selling scratch cards, they have selected banks. And you should know that commercial bank is for the state. So naturally, we have to do business with them. So, and they have wider coverage than most of the banks in this country.
Technical students are wondering whether they also form part or are eligible for the recruitment. Can you tell us something?
We do specify what you want. And for now, the Ghana Police Service is settling on the SSS. Sometimes we do general recruitment. This time around, we are doing limited recruitment for secondary school holders. Sometimes we add drivers, we add other those with other technical backgrounds, and even those with medical backgrounds. So these are specialized areas, but this particular one, we are recruiting people with senior secondary school background. So they should be rest assured. Policing has different enterprises, different departments. So when there's a need for them to be taken, they would surely be recruited.
How about the recent past recruitment scandal? Where has investigation reached?
I think there is a service inquiry ongoing for those police officers who are involved. And there's also a criminal aspect for the non-police officers who are also involved. So they are all going simultaneously.